Koch Industries is a huge conglomerate that's largely unknown by the public. That could change as Koch acquires Georgia-Pacific, the maker of things like Brawny paper towels and Dixie cups. More than 2,000 people work for Georgia-Pacific's mills in Green Bay. The company is the area's second largest employer. In October, Georgia-Pacific announced plans to lay off about 460 workers in Green Bay. Meyer Roos is a business administration professor at UW Green Bay. He says the announced sale doesn't come as a surprise, but he's waiting to see how it affects the regional economy.
It's too early to say this may be good news or bad news.
Koch's buyout offer is nearly 40% above Georgia-Pacific's recent stock price. When the sale is final, the company will be privately held. Roos says that could be good for Georgia-Pacific, since it won't have to answer to the short-term demands of the stock market. But he says the sale could be bad news for workers if Koch stresses the need for more efficiency, especially through downsizing.
So one early indication that we'll have to look for in order to have a glimpse into where they are going is to see if they keep investing in the local manufacturing here or in other locations. If they will not invest here, this will be a bad sign.
Georgia-Pacific's name will remain on its products and plants. The company's corporate headquarters will stay in Atlanta. Koch Industries is based in Wichita, Kansas. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.